This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The field of challengers to President Donald Trump in next year's presidential election got a little bit bigger on Saturday when Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren formally announced her candidacy. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Elizabeth Warren chose the blue-class Massachusetts city of Lawrence to formally launch her campaign for president, pledging to promote
an America that works for everyone.
The populist senator from Massachusetts says President Trump is not the cause, just the most extreme symptom of what's gone wrong in America.
A product of a rigged system that props up the rich and powerful and kicks dirt on everyone else.
And she makes this promise.
I will fight my heart out so that every kid in America can have the same opportunity I had, a fighting chance to build something real.
I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S.-backed and Kurdish-led Syrian forces said Saturday they have launched a final push to defeat the Islamic State group in the last tiny pocket that the extremists hold in eastern Syria. An SDF spokesman tweeted Saturday that SDF started to move on the last village remaining under jihadists' control. The village of Baghouz, which is the only remaining ISIS pocket, will be cleared soon. SDF officials and the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights estimated there were about 3,000 battle-hardened IS jihadists, mostly foreigners, in the region. The observatory also estimated several hundred civilians remain in the area as well. Syrian Democratic Forces, backed by U.S. air power, have driven Islamic State from large swaths of territory it once controlled in northern and eastern Syria, confining it to a small pocket of land near the border with Iraq. This is VOA News. Thousands of French Yellow Vest demonstrators marched on Saturday with scuffles in Paris on the 13th week of demonstrations. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has details.
Some protesters were visibly injured during scuffles with police, who let off tear gas in an attempt to disperse the crowds. Other marchers tried to set up a barricade on the Boulevard Saint-Germain. Police had said that around 14 people had been arrested by early afternoon. The movement has been a political thorn in Macron's side since last November, when the group, named after the fluorescent vests French motorists are required to keep in their cars, took to the streets in hordes over his reform agenda. Yellow vest protesters said the national debate initiated by President Macron as a response to the movement's grievances did not sufficiently address them, especially their demand for a referendum tabled by citizens.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters. The political party that nominated a Thai princess to run for high office says now it will do what the nation's king desires. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
The Rakshachak political party has sworn loyalty to the king a day after its stunning decision to nominate the monarch's sister as its candidate for prime minister backfired when the king intervened. The statement of compliance comes as the country ponders the whirlwind in which Princess Ubal Rat broke with a long tradition prescribing the monarchy's involvement with politics to become a candidate, only to have her brother, the king, invalidate her action with a late-night order. Thailand's March 24 election will be the country's first since the 2014 military coup. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Flamengo's chief executive Reinaldo Belotti said on Saturday the Brazilian football club is working closely with authorities to establish what caused a fire at a training ground that left 10 young players dead. Speaking at a news conference in Rio, Belotti said the club is working with several groups to find out why the fire happened. He said, "We are in contact with a large number of authorities, governmental, judicial, legal, police, and we are facilitating all their operations. But we want clear clarification as to what happened in this incident." The blaze ripped through the sleeping quarters at the Niño do Urubu complex in western Rio de Janeiro on Friday. And Turkey's foreign ministry has called China's treatment of its minority Uyghurs a great cause of shame for humanity. In a statement Saturday, Turkey's foreign ministry said it is no longer a secret that China has arbitrarily detained more than a million Uyghurs in concentration camps. China has intensified a crackdown on Uyghurs that was put in place after a bloody riot 10 years ago. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.